Welcome to 40 Days with Christ. You now have 2 weeks under your belt. I'm really impressed. I think you just might make it through the full 40. Of course, don't forget, although I don't want you to miss a day or two, if you do, instead of giving up, you can always choose to pick up where you leave off. It still does count, even if it takes you 45 or 52 days to complete your full 40, and there won't even be a punitive asterisk besmirching your certificate of completion, I promise you that. All right then, let's get started with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us to hear and learn your word of truth. May we always treasure it and keep it close to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he's performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home." He could not do many miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. We're often told of people being amazed at Jesus, but here we find Jesus amazed at people from his own hometown, amazed not for something good, but for their lack of faith. For some reason, it was hard for them to accept that the local carpenter's son could have inspired words of truth and performed such miracles. And so Jesus said that a prophet is honored everywhere, except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. If you're from America, like most of our listeners and readers, then you may have grown up around Christian teachings much of your entire life. Often that's a good thing, but sometimes familiarity can cause us to underestimate the mighty power and importance of the teachings of Christ. Let's take care not to let our familiarity with the gospel cause us to overlook its importance and its power for our lives and for those around us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, please help us not to allow ourselves to become hard-hearted to the truth just because we've heard it and been around it all our lives. Help us not to ever take Christianity for granted simply because we've grown up around it. Rather, please make your truth permeate our hearts and our minds all the more. Help it to take root more deeply and to change our thoughts and lives more fully as we seek to become the people that you would have us to be. We ask and believe these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. You are, of course, invited to come back again tomorrow for day 15 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.